Now, Chris, this question really is probably for you, but we're going to invite everyone to consider this. It's from Laura, and she says, my husband, our four-year-old, and I were recently watching an episode of Shaun the Sheep, where the naughty cat dresses up like a jaguar, and Bitzer the dog has to try and stave him off. This got us thinking about the ancestors of these animals, and we were wondering, in a hypothetical skirmish, who's going to win, jaguar or wolf? So what do we all think? Richard, what do you reckon, jaguar or wolf?
I think wolf, but I think in reality, multiple wolves, because wolves are in packs, I think they would win.
Danny?
Yeah, I'd go wolf as well. I think they'd go straight for the throat too, just get in there.
Tim?
Well, I was also going to go wolf, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be a Shaun the Sheep, so I'm going to say jaguar.
Well, Chris, well, tell us, or put us out of our misery, rather, what's the answer?
Well, I think if I was locked in a zoo enclosure with one of these animals, I definitely hope it was the wolf. First of all, there's the weight issue. So a jaguar can weigh up to about 100 kilos, and a grey wolf is about half this. And then wolves tend to hunt in groups, so groups of six and over will take down something about 100 kilos. So, yeah, if the jaguar is by itself, it really won't need any help with taking down a wolf. So I think it's the cat every time, no context. But yeah, on a personal note, I'm also a veterinary surgeon, and if I'm faced with an angry cat or an angry dog, I would definitely prefer the angry dog. Cats are way meaner.
Yeah, people say that cat bites are really nasty compared to dog bites because their teeth are much sharper and more penetrating, so they tend to produce deep-seated wounds that you get certain kinds of infections in there, like Pasteurella, multicider infections and things. Nasty.
Yeah, cat bites are absolutely horrible. Cats' mouths are really, really dirty things, and yeah, they just inject these bacteria deep into your soft tissues. It hurts.
And we have these things as pets.
I love cats.
It's fun, isn't it, how people break down into a cat person or a dog person? Do you find that with the patients that you see?
I've met plenty of people who are quite, yeah, polarised either side. You get crazy, crazy cat people, I guess like me, and you do get crazy dog people as well.
Danny, dog person, cat person?
I was raised by greyhounds. All my early memories are just this big white greyhound called Mitzi. I don't think, even being toilet trained, I'm not even going to go into it, but I don't remember my parents being there. I'm sure they were, but yeah, definitely a dog person.
Tim?
I think if I have to decide, I'm probably a dog person, but I'm really neither. I mean, having an animal in my house is not top of my list, but if I had to have one, it would be a monkey, definitely.
Although there's been a lot of news coverage about people actually taking captive primates in the wild, isn't there? And it's causing quite a lot of controversy. Chris?
Yeah, I mean, monkeys, they're not really suited to be pet animals. They're highly, highly intelligent. And we kind of put them into these domestic situations where they're just not suited. And, you know, it's quite a stressful thing. So I'm quietly judging you for your monkey comments here.
Yeah, can I just say that was a joke? And I do not plan to take a primate or anything of the sort from its natural habitat and put it in my home.
Just call Tim Michael Jackson.